Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's going on, everyone? This is the CLNS Media Network's Patriots postgame show. Marvin is on. Mike Molino here, as usual. Final score after the AFC divisional round. Patriots defeat the Los Angeles Chargers at Gillette Stadium, 41-28. The Patriots now advance to the AFC championship game to take on the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. Marv, eight seasons in a row now? The Patriots make it happen. And I, for one, can say, in my opinion, this might have been the best Patriots game I have seen from this team this season.
It was. From coaching to execution throughout this game, this Patriots game was amazing. Yes, you can look at, you know, the second half of the game where Chargers scored 21 points. You only scored 6. But by that time, the game was pretty much done, Mike. So Patriots, the first half, they came in and dominated this game, 35-7 at the end of this first half. And that was the story right there. Tom Brady, 41-year-old Tom Brady, you know, he hasn't had the greatest season, Mike. You and I have both given Tom Brady criticism this year. But this was a game where he put his foot in it, 34 for 44. 343 yards and a touchdown in this game. The touchdown going to Dorsett, which was another great play. You know, Brady was on point through this game.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I don't think there's been a Patriots game that's been this – I want to use the word complete, but obviously, yes, the second half kind of tailed off in terms of what they were doing. The game was well in hand by that point. But if you just look at the first half and what they were able to do and accomplish in the first half, this game was absolutely 100% complete offensively, defensively, special teams. Patriots were doing exactly what they needed to do. Offense, obviously, you know, coming into this game, and even the last couple of weeks, offense was kind of, you know, sputtering a little bit,
right,
in and out. You know, you lost Josh Gordon. People saying, well, who's really going to step up? You know, you don't really have the same Gronkowski. A lot of things coming in. Tom Brady, is he really the same? How's he been playing throughout the season? They had the bye week. Luckily, they got the bye week. And then they come into this game against the Los Angeles Chargers, and they play football that, you know, we're used to seeing from the Patriots over the years.
Over the years. You know, not 2018.
Not 2018, Patriots. But the previous seasons, the last couple of years. Like I said, 8 straight appearances in the AFC Championship game. And the majority of those appearances, they've been a very dominant football team, especially offensively. You know, in 2018, like Marv just said, they haven't been that dominant. But in this game, this divisional round matchup against the Chargers,
right,
they had flashbacks of that Patriots team that just comes out and smacks teams. And that's exactly what they did. Tom Brady, excellent game. Marv just put out the stats, threw for 300 yards, only had one touchdown, but that's okay because Sony Michel went to work.
Definitely.
And that is a guy, if you paid attention to the Patriots roundtable that Marv and I do during the week along with our guy Nick, I said Sony Michel was going to be very important in this game in terms of keeping the defense on their toes. And yes, he was. 24 carries, 125 yards, 5.4 yards per carry, 3 touchdowns. He got rolling. He was the only one that got busy in this game.
Yeah, so Sony Michel, let's talk about him for a second. Patriots draft him the first round, right? They drafted him for a game just like this. The Patriots want to become a running team. They want to become a team that establishes the run. You know, Brady is getting older. They don't want to have him throwing for 40, 50 times a game. They want Sony Michel to be that guy. And this is why. This is a game where you saw, you know, Chargers, this is not a sorry defense. You're not facing a sorry defense here. Sony Michel had his will. The first drive, they were stuffing Sony Michel there. But Mike, I remember telling you, continue running the ball. Mm-hmm. Continue running the ball. And he did, like you said, 129 yards. Three touchdowns this game. He was huge. But another running back, you mentioned how you said Sony Michel was going to be big in the round table. I also mentioned another running back in James White. James White got busy as well. You know, he didn't rush the ball.
Not once.
But he still got busy in the reception. 15 receptions in this game, 97 yards. I mean, I think that's the record, right? 15 receptions.
I think he maybe tied.
He tied the record. He tied the record
held by Darren Sproles, I believe.
Yep. Because 14 was tied for the second where he got in the Super Bowl,
yep.
And he got 15 receptions. That was, like we've been saying all year, that's Brady's go-to guy.
Mm-hmm.
Edelman, yes, is always a guy who had a great game as well. Edelman is known throughout the years to be Brady's right hand, but James White this year has stepped up, and he was huge. 15 receptions, 97 yards. The running backs got busy, Mike.
Absolutely, and I mean, another guy you just touched upon lightly there, Julian Edelman. You know, I think throughout the season, it's become clear cut that Brady's top two guys to pass the ball to are Julian Edelman and James White. Julian Edelman and James White have been, you know, pretty dominant throughout the season in terms of what the Patriots have been able to do offensively. Tom Brady's two most reliable receivers. And just like you said, James White had solid, solid, solid receptions in this game. If you look at what Julian Edelman was able to do, 9 receptions, 151 yards. Didn't score a touchdown, but the fact that he was able to be on the field – moving the chains on third down, having huge plays down the field. It was clear cut to see that Julian Edelman was locked in. When I say locked in, you know, he's had a couple of hype videos, you know, a couple of tweets, you know, beat LA and whatnot. He wasn't messing around this game. And it was clear to see because the way he came out on the football field and the connection that Tom Brady and Julian Edelman had throughout the game, beautiful. On top of that, shout-outs to Julian Edelman because he moved into second place all
big
time.
Big shout-out to Julian Edelman for that.
In postseason receptions, right behind Jerry Rice, second all-time in postseason receptions.
And Jerry Rice, is he close to Jerry?
Not at all. It's like I think Julian Edelman has 94, I believe, something in the 90s, but Jerry Rice is like 150 reception. You know, obviously, Jerry Rice is a whole nother stratosphere. But shout out to Julian Edelman. There's two Patriots in top five. Wes Welker is tied fourth all time with, I believe, Hines Ward, I want to say. But Julian Edelman is second all time. So shout out to him and what he was able to accomplish in this game.
So looking at the comments here, sup, Mike and Mar, Pass Nation, this was a complete domination by the Patriots right now. And having the best running game in football. It looked like it today.
It did look like it. I don't know if it's true.
Not
the
best one. You know,
it looked like it, yes.
Rams were getting busy with Gurley and CJ Anderson out there in the NFC. But they looked really good out there. Andre, where the haters at? You know, Chargers was a team that people really wanted to believe that they were going to win. Our roundtable video, that got – it blew up. The Chargers fans came out. They came out to talk that talk. But the Patriots dominated from offense to defense to special teams. I loved it so much. Let's give a shout-out to the offensive line. We talk about Brady, who, you know, threw for 300 yards. Could have thrown for more if the game was any more competitive because he was having his will out mm-hmm. there. But the reason he was so successful, Mike, 0 sacks. The offensive line played a great game. You're talking about a defense that has Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. These are guys that go after the quarterback. You saw what they did against Lamar Jackson and that Ravens offense. These are the That's the nucleus of their defense right there. If you can neutralize them, then you'll be good. And what do they do? They put Dwayne Allen, Gronkowski, Devlin, added them into the block game to help out, and it was tremendous. Especially Gronk. You know, his stats won't yell out huge game. I believe he had one reception for 25 yards. And he looked good in those 25
sure
yards
did.
As well. He looked really good, but that wasn't his game. The game wasn't to involve Gronk in this one. It was to have him block, block, block. And you look at Sony Michel's yards, that's exactly what he did. You look at Rex Burkhead when he had his touchdown run, that's exactly what Gronk did. Gronk was huge in this running game.
Absolutely. Shout out to Gronk and what he was able to do. You know, I think the majority of people look at Gronk's receiving numbers and say, well, Gronk wasn't involved. Gronk didn't do much. Gronk's not the same. Gronk maybe needs to retire. Gronk's broken down. You know, those conversations can be had. But if you look at the other ways he's impacting the game, just like you touched upon, a lot of the yards that Sony Michel received today, even Rex Burkhead, when he got into the game for his four carries and 12 yards and a touchdown, a lot of that, it's thanks to the offensive line plus Rob Gronkowski, what he's able to do in the blocking game. Now, I will admit it. I was one of the guys who said I felt that the Chargers would give the Patriots trouble. I really did. I felt this is a very high-powered offense. Obviously, I would think in the AFC, if you looked at the playoff picture when it first came out, everybody who made it, Kansas City, Chargers number two in terms of offensive firepower. I really felt the Chargers would be trouble, give Patriots trouble. And boy, was I wrong. And am I upset about that? I'm not at all. But not boy, was all. I wrong. Because, I mean, look at a guy like Melvin Gordon. Obviously, being down by 21 points at halftime, Melvin Gordon, he wasn't a huge factor. Once the score is that big, you know, the running game doesn't really play much of a factor because the quarterback's just trying to launch the ball, which is exactly why Phillip Rivers had 51 passing attempts in this game. But Melvin Gordon, not much. 9 carries, 15 yards, 1.7 yards per carry. Now, I had Melvin Gordon this year in fantasy football. I know what he's capable of doing. That's not Melvin Gordon there. That's thanks to what the Patriots defense were able to do. Another guy who really got shut down, who I also had at fantasy football, Keenan Allen. 2 receptions, 75 yards, 1 touchdown. Now, 1 touchdown he had, garbage touchdown, broken play.
It wasn't garbage. It was in the first half. It was a broken play.
Not garbage, yes. With Gilmore, you know, the confusion, whatever, there was a broken play, lucky touchdown that he was able to get. But if you take that touchdown out the picture, Keenan Allen, the number one option for the Los Angeles Chargers, got shut down. Thanks to Stephon Gilmore and the secondary in total, because they just all played very well. This Chargers defense, yes, 28 points they put up. But I just think, you know, in the second half, they kind of tailed off. The Patriots defense kind of tailed off. They knew the game was in hand. But they shut this defense. They shut this offense down. That's just what I'm getting at right here. The Patriots shut this high-powered Chargers defense, offense down.
And, Mike, so you were really high on the Chargers.
I sure was.
I wasn't that high on the Chargers. And last week's game solidified it for me. I knew the Chargers, yes. I said they were the most complete team. You know, that great offense, great defense, great special teams. But watching last week especially, seeing how Ravens were able to really neutralize that offense and seeing how Melvin Gordon, if he didn't get going, this offense didn't get going. And Patriots took advantage right there. You go into a Chargers game, you know Gordon and Keenan Allen are your number one and two options. Like you mentioned, you brought up their stats, and they were done. Patriots really handled that. And they handled it with having Stephon Gilmore on Keenan Allen and having the running game, the stop. You know, Trey Flowers was getting in, the linebackers were stopping them. The front line was huge this game.
Yeah.
The front line has been getting bullied all year. And they stepped up big. You know, they brought in Adam Butler. He was a guy who stepped up. I said last week, who's going to be the guy in the middle to really have a good game? Adam Butler was that guy this week. You know, so they mixed things up there, neutralized those first two options. Mike Williams got his. You know, he got a little busy. He had J.C. Jackson, who I thought had a great game as well. But that's about it. Rivers, you said it, Mike. It's like he has the ghost. He just can't beat the Patriots. And you can't put this game on Rivers at all. 330 yards, three touchdowns, but they just couldn't get anything going on offense, and their defense couldn't stop a lick.
Not at all. You know, the defense couldn't stop anything in that first half. It just seemed like the Patriots had their way with whatever they wanted to do. And, you know, you kind of touched upon it a little bit. Those guys up front between Butler, Claiborne, Trey Flowers, I'm very, very, very happy and satisfied with what I saw in terms of the Patriots pass rush. Over the years, I've always complained and felt that the Patriots, compared to the rest of the teams in the NFL, just lacked a serious pass rush.
Right.
And obviously the numbers don't jump out to anything crazy. Rivers got sacked two times. But the amount of hurry-ups, the amount of hits he took.
Oh, Rivers got messed up this
Rivers
game.
Rivers got beat the hell up this game. And, you know, this is not something that the Patriots are known for doing. They're not heavy in the pass rush. They don't usually get to the quarterback. They don't usually cause a lot of hurry-ups. But the Patriots were able to do that today.
And you're going to need to do that through the rest of the playoffs.
And it's very necessary because, like I've always said for years now, I don't care who the quarterback is. Peyton Manning when he was in the league, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Drew Brees, it doesn't matter who the quarterback is. If there's a solid pass rush to cause the quarterback to hesitate and have to think and have to hurry up and get out of his routine and be comfortable in the pocket, doesn't matter who you are, it will throw a quarterback off his game. And I mean, I don't want to bring it up. I really don't. But we saw what the New York Giants were able to do against the Patriots in those two Super Bowl appearances. Tom Brady was under a heavy pass rush, and it threw them off a little bit. I don't mean to bring it up, Bob. I'm so sorry. But it's just the honest truth. And you saw it in this game today. A solid pass rush threw Phillip Rivers off his game. And the Patriots, like you said, are going to need to continue to do that next week and hopefully beyond.
Yeah, next week. And it starts with Trey Flowers, man. He's the beast. He's the guy in there that's been really causing the pressure. Clifton says, pay that man ASAP. I feel like we've been on that wave all year right now. Whatever happens this year, I don't give a damn. You got to pay Trey Flowers. Andre, Pat's defense was just Andre said, I said it before this year, New England has to stay completely healthy all around, especially off on offense in order to make it. Yes, Andre, I'm on the same wave as you. I said it this year as well. This is the year where you can't miss an Edelman. You can't miss a Sony Michel. You can't miss a Rob Gronkowski. You miss one of those pieces, and you're not going to make it. You know, over the years, we haven't had Edelman, you make it to the Super Bowl. We haven't had Gronk, you make it to the Super Bowl. That can't happen this year. You need all your pieces, and that's what's been special about this year. For the most part, you've been healthy. Yes, we did take a big hit this year with Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon was the, you know, a guy you thought was going to be the missing piece to get you over the hump. Unfortunately, he didn't make it, but he didn't start off this year with this team, so you knew how to go on further. Julian Edelman, Mike, I know you talked about it, but we can't talk about him enough. His toughness, the yards where it is second down and it could be easily a third and six, and he fights to get that first down. Those are the plays that makes Edelman so special and why when he's not playing, like, damn, if Edelman was here, he could have got you those yards
you miss
after
it,
catch. And you see why on a game like this. He's just so tough. 32 years old, I believe, right now. And he's still fighting for those extra yards. Sometimes I know, Mike, when we watch the game, we're like, go down, just go down, just go down. Because he's so viable for this team. You know, he's had a lot of drops this year. But, man, oh, man, did this game, did he prove what a receiver he is. He was snagging them balls out there.
Yeah, and, I mean, it just goes to show you the amount of trust and faith that Brady has in him. You know, when Brady has trust and faith and belief in a receiver, he'll have no problem getting you the ball in big situations in tight coverage. Sometimes if you're double covered, Tom Brady will still find a way to get the ball to you in the perfect spot. And, you know, it's not crazy to say that no Edelman this game, and it might not go the same way.
Absolutely.
You know, something you touched upon, the Patriots don't have the same depth this year that they've had in previous years. You lose Josh Gordon, like you said, he came on midseason, so they knew what to do with or without him. But if you lose a guy like Edelman, then you're just talking about a wide receiver depth chart of just Cordell Patterson, Chris Hogan, and Dorsett. And that's not to take anything away from those guys. You know, Dorsett, 4 receptions, 41 yes. yards and a touchdown.
Dorsett came up big.
Hogan, 3 receptions, 13 yards, nothing crazy. Cordell Patterson, you know, he didn't have a big game today, but still, that depth after Edelman is not really anything crazy to talk about. But, you know, if you have Edelman on the field, it changes the game because of the connection and trust that Tom Brady has in him, along with James White as well. So health is vital to this team. You know, obviously all reports and all signs just from watching the game looks like everybody stepped off the field healthy. Everybody's going to be ready to go against Kansas City, you know, bearing anything in practice or whatnot leading up to the game. Everybody left this divisional round matchup healthy and should be ready to go when they step on the field in Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs.
So, Mike, you touched on it, man. We got comments here. This team's going to need to be full 60-minute game next week because the Chiefs team is legit. Now they have Houston back with D Ford and Chris Jones. You know, people in the comments really excited about how the Patriots defense went. Shout out to Takesha. We got Clifton talking about Dorsett. But, Mike, let's transition now to next week's game.
It's here. The Patriots have made it.
You handle Chargers. You know, you were at home. We have fallen to this trap all year, Mike. When we get happy, woo, Patriots won at home, dominated. Oh, my God, they blew them out. Oh, 6-game winning streak. Patriots are on top. And then they go on the road and something crazy happens. Miami Miracle. You are facing the Detroit Lions. You lose Tennessee. You lay a dud. You know, things like this have happened. So now you're going to Kansas City. You faced them here at home, and you narrowly squeaked out. You're going to Kansas City, but you have momentum. Mm-hmm. One thing about momentum with football, out of all sports, momentum for me is a big thing. Football can just switch like that. And another thing I liked about this game, before we get to Kansas City, this defense played with swagger. There was swagger out there. There was life. You saw them having fun hitting guys. That's something that was not there all year. I saw emotions, and that's what you need to – you need to have that going into Kansas City. Because Mahomes, man, he is not afraid of anything. I don't want to hear anything about, oh, Mahomes hasn't been here before. Oh, this kid. He is the real deal. This is a guy – who's going to win championships. It's plain and simple. He's going to win championships. He's that real. So going into this game in Kansas City, you have to limit the big plays. Big plays is why Kansas City came back in that game. And if you remember the Kansas City game, the first half you were dominating them. You know, Mahomes looked flustered out there. And then the big play started happening. Tyreek Hill started to go crazy on you. Kareem Hunt, once again, started to go crazy on you. They don't have no Kareem Hunt this time, but they have Damien Williams. They have Tyreek Hill still there. Kelce is still there. They have big playmakers with Patrick Mahomes. You have to limit the big plays. That's what the only thing that was discouraging about the second half. Yes, you were up by like 20, 30 points. But there were still big plays there that were let up. The Mike Williams play that happened, the Keenan Allen play that happened in the first quarter, that can't happen against Kansas City. Kansas City puts up major points.
Yeah, this game against Kansas City, now that it's here, you know, this is the matchup that many people figured it would come down to. Obviously, the Patriots had a chance to change it and possibly have the game at home at Gillette, but we know how that unfolded, and the Patriots are traveling to Arrowhead Stadium to take on the Chiefs. And it's nothing wrong with being having some worry. You know, obviously this game against the Chargers, it makes you feel good. Right. You played well offensively, defensively. But as much as I love the Chargers and thought, you know, they're a scary team, and, you know, Phillip Rivers, Keenan Allen, much as I felt that they were high-powered offense, Kansas City is next level. You just listed them out. The weapons that they have along with their quarterback. next level offense, next level team in Kansas City. Their defense played very well against the Indianapolis Colts. On top of all of that, you're doing it on their turf. It's not going to be easy for the Patriots. I think I said this to you, you know, while watching this game, and once we figured the game was well in hand, this might be one of the biggest Patriots playoffs games, you know, in recent history. The Patriots usually, you know, last couple of years, they've been the dominant team that have hosted these AFC championship games. They don't really have to go on the road and take on teams that, you know, are that much more superior than them. This Kansas City team offensively, more superior than the Patriots. Defensively,
they don't have a good defense, but like Clifton mentioned, some of the guys are back, like Houston, Ford, and last week against the Colts, you know, Colts is a good offense.
They sure
team,
are.
And they manhandled the Colts.
So, you know, it's not going to be easy. You know, a lot of people probably believe, have faith. The Patriots have done this many times before. This is the New England Patriots you're talking about, you know, and I'm willing to accept all the criticism and, you know, you have no faith in the Patriots, whatnot. I'll accept it because I honestly feel like this is the ultimate test for the New England Patriots, where if they're defeated by the Kansas City Chiefs, would I be completely shocked and surprised? I really wouldn't. And that's just being honest about it. This is a heavy-duty, strong, tough Kansas City Chiefs team. And the Patriots, for them to march into, you know, Kansas City, march into Arrowhead Stadium and try to get the win, it'd be huge. This is a tough road, Marv, to try to win this year's Super Bowl. It's a tough road because if you the three remaining teams that you possibly have to go through, in my opinion, are all better than the New England Patriots. Chiefs are better than the Patriots. The Saints are better than the Patriots. And the Rams are better than the Patriots. That's just in my opinion. This is a tough road that the Patriots have to march upon to try to secure a championship. And it all starts next week against the Kansas City Chiefs.
So that's your opinion. Whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, the Patriots have the ultimate advantage. Comes with Belichick, and it comes with Brady. And you saw that advantage
today. Sure did.
You could make an argument Chargers had the better team.
Yeah.
You could easily make that argument, and, you know, most logical Patriots fans would be understandable. But when you have Belichick, you have Brady, you have an advantage. And I thought Belichick, you know, we've been on the coaching staff all year too. I thought this was one of Belichick's best games. From the jump when the coin flipped and they said, we're getting the ball first and we're going to march down this team, combining the run and the short passes, I loved it. I said something earlier about how, you know, the big plays at the second half of the game was something to gripe on. Ryan Shaw said, sweetie, said, we were playing in prevent defense. Coverage was real soft. The Bulls comeback is false advertisement. Prevent defense. What are you preventing? Big plays. That's all I'm saying. I understand Colts. Instead of Colts, I understand the Chargers were going to come back. You know, Patriots are one going to be lackadaisical. Yes, they're going to play to just keep them contained them. But prevent defense means preventing big plays. There were big plays that were made in the second half. If you didn't see it, I don't blame you. I fell asleep too. So, like, it's just something to just watch out for, because this Kansas City, the reason I mentioned this Kansas City team, the way they got back in the game in week six is through huge plays, big games. The 3rd and 15, that pissed us off in the first quarter. You know, if you get a team onto 3rd and 15, you must stop that. Patrick Mahomes, he's the one quarterback when it's 3rd and 15, 3rd and 20. I'm watching him like, oh, he can make this.
It's nothing to him.
He can make that easily. And this is another team that they're not afraid to go on fourth downs as well. So you have to be ready at all times. Do I think the Patriots have no shot? No, I think they have a chance to beat them. This was a great game to see that, okay, these boys are ready. I love seeing the swagger from this defense. This defense is going to be big. J.C. Jackson. He's emerging now. We said it early in the season, like, this could be a guy, you know, he can have that Malcolm Butler role. Start him off small, have a big game, and keep, you know, progressing. And he progressed. He had a big assignment in Mike Williams. Sure Mike did. Williams is not no scrub. Huge assignment. And I thought he played pretty well. Yes, Mike Williams had a decent game in his standards, but I thought JC Jackson was there. You're going to need him in a game like this next week. So Patriots are battle-tested. The only thing is they have not been able to be successful on the road.
Yeah, the road woes have been a huge issue for the Patriots. And again, the phrase you just used, battle tested, that's what it might boil down to. Obviously, you know, the Patriots might be the more superior team. And I think a comment just came in from Andre saying, you can always make an argument that all teams in playoffs are way better with talent wise. But what good is talent without a smart quarterback and a smart coach? And I mean, the Patriots have the two best. Not talking about this season. I'm talking about overall. The Patriots have the best quarterback and the best coach. So, like my dad always says, you can't really say anything until the game is played. We can talk about it. We can believe that Kansas City might be superior or Patriots have the greatest quarterback and coach of all time. But nothing's going to matter until it hits next Sunday and these two teams step on the field, because who knows what can happen. I didn't think the Patriots were going to blow out the Los Angeles Chargers here today. But it happened. Right. So it's a big game coming up. Obviously, what's on the line, what's at stake is a trip to the Super Bowl, something the Patriots know about very well, and they know what it takes. Patrick Mahomes is a very good quarterback. Does he know what it takes to get that huge win, to hoist up that AFC Championship trophy and march to the Super Bowl? He doesn't. Tom Brady knows what it takes to get there, and he knows what it also takes to lead his troops into battle to make it happen. So it's two very good teams that are going to go to war next Sunday, Mark.
I'm excited, Mike. This is going to be a hell of a game. It won't be no 43-40. I don't think so. I know, as cold as it is right here in New England, it's cold in Kansas City too. So, you know, you saw last week it was snowing. It could be around 15 degrees. It's going to be a cold game. It's going to be hard hitting. But you have guys like the McCourties. You have Gilmore. You have Brady. You have veterans on this team. You have guys that know what it takes to get to the Super Bowl. Andy Reid. He's shown that against the Patriots or against any other teams in the playoffs, he makes some funky calls. Even last week against the Colts, he made some situation football moves that I wasn't sure about, but, you know, Mahomes was able to bail him out. This is a team that takes a lot of risks. This is a team that Mahomes, he will take a lot of risks. You need to seize opportunity. Kyle Van Noy, he had a chance to get an interception this game. Sure, it was a blowout, whatever. Against the Kansas City Chiefs, you got to catch that interception. Like, all these opportunities that are given, you have to take advantage of. That's because that's how great this team is. No, I'm not trying to be hard on the Patriots or anything like that, but this is a very good team you're about to face. Any opportunity that is there, take advantage of it and score. You're going to need to score. This team showed that you could score. The way they ran the ball this week, you have to run like that next week against Kansas City. Control the clock. You know how teams used to try to beat the Patriots, where let's keep Brady off the field. You got to keep Mahomes off the field.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's how good, just how special he is. Keep Mahomes off the field. Even if you are up by 21, they score.
Yeah,
they score by bunches. So try your best to, you know, keep them off the field and keep the gas to the pedal. It's crazy to think. This is about to be 8 years in a row. Mike, I was in high school. The first time they started this 8 year in a row streak. So that's really crazy what's going on right now.
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much said it. The Patriots, you know, if they can bottle up the same energy, the same passion, the same, you know, hunger that they had in this first half against the Los Angeles Chargers and bring that into Kansas City Chiefs, you know, you can have a lot of hope and faith that they can pull it out and get the win on the road, because for this season, it'd be the biggest road victory, obviously, if they can get it done. But Marv, let's wrap this Chargers game up, put a bow on it. Let's get to some stars and sorries from this game. Chargers, unfortunately, are headed home. They'll be watching the AFC Championship game from their couch. You know, luckily they can get back to the nice, sunny, decent weather of Los Angeles.
LA is nice.
You know, enjoy the game from there. But they won't be playing in it. Sorry. So let's wrap it up. Let's get to some stars of the game. Obviously, there's a lot of guys you can shout out from this game. I'll start it off and give out the most obvious one, and that's Tom Brady. What a game. You know, what a roller coaster of a season to have games where he looks like he hasn't lost a step, to have games where, oh, he's looking old, he's falling off the cliff or something. When does it really matter, Marv? If you were in the playoffs, playoff football. And this guy came off in the first game of this postseason and had himself a hell of a game, 34-44, 343 yards, one touchdown with a QBR of 106.5. That is a guy who is ready for playoff football at 41 years old, came out and balled. Obviously, he didn't need to throw a bunch of touchdown passes because he had other guys handling the touchdown work. But Tom Brady was surgical in this game with the weapons that he used and he got the ball to. Tom Brady looked like vintage Tom Brady in the postseason, ready to march upon another Super Bowl appearance. I have to give Tom Brady a star of the game.
Absolutely deservingly so. Brady looked good. So with Brady as being the star, I'm going to give it to the offensive line for protecting Brady. The offensive line, including Devlin, Dwayne Allen, and Gronkowski in that as well. Because not only did they protect Brady, but they were able to bring out the holes for Burkhead and Sony Michel, who also had great games. These guys have been awesome. Some of you guys put in the chat that this might be the best offensive line left into the playoffs, and why not? They've been great all year, Mike. This has been a great squad to protect a 41-year-old. Brady had the protection, and he went off.
Mm-hmm.
He went off, torched them for 300-plus yards at home. You need to bring that same energy. Bring that same energy next week, and you're looking at maybe what? A ninth Super Bowl appearance, maybe.
But we
can say it now though, because you're going into the AFC Championship.
It's possible. It's there for the taking.
It is there. That's disgusting.
That's straight dominance.
That's disgusting.
Dominance.
Like you go all week, and the fatigue is there. The Patriots fatigue is crazy. No one wants to see this happen no more. You got on ESPN, people talk about how great Phillip Rivers is. He doesn't curse. He's such a nice guy. He's got 20 kids. All this. Sorry.
We didn't get there yet, Barb.
Sorry.
We didn't get there yet. Come on. We're giving out shout-outs.
I'm hyped. I'm
giving out the stars of the game. I see Clifton Brown came in. He said, Sony Michel, best running game in football as we speak. Patriots have a very good running game.
They're not the best, have a good one.
But I don't think they're past the New Orleans Saints.
Or the Rams.
And I don't think they're past the Los Angeles Rams in terms of running game. They're probably third after those two teams.
Kansas City's running game's not bad either.
Kansas City has a solid running game as well. I put the Patriots running game over Kansas City, I'll tell you that. But I'll give Sony Michel definitely a star of the game. 24 carries, 129 yards, 3 touchdowns. He was the guy that got the ball in the end zone the majority of the times.
While this is being aired right now, just want to say, Eagles are beating the Saints 14-0.
Marv. Don't bring up the Eagles to me right now, please.
While this is being aired right now, I would just like to say the Eagles are beating the Saints 14.
Marv, don't bring up the Eagles to me right now. Let's get through the stars.
This is the Patriots post game show.
And the stars.
I thought the people would like to.
People look on their smartphones and check the score.
I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the stars and the sorries of this game.
All right, Gilmore, once again, star, MVP. I'm sorry. Gilmore, Trey Flowers, those have been your two best players, and they came out and played as your two best players on defense. They definitely are the stars of the game as well. You happy?
Yeah.
14-0. Philadelphia about to get the ball back.
Marv, this is the Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Media. Let's keep it rolling.
Woo! What the hell is going on here?
Anyways, let's get to the sorries of the game. And, you know, you already gave this guy a sorry a little bit, but I'm going to give him one as well. Philip Rivers, I think he's now, what, 0-8 against the Patriots? Something along those lines.
0-8, jeez.
Something along – he just can't beat the Patriots. I don't know if that's the exact numbers, but Philip Rivers can't beat the New England Patriots. He cannot. It's not likely over the years that he gets victories over this team. And with all the losses that he's took against the Patriots, this might have been one of the worst. One of the worst. Oh, obviously,
the
score won't really tell the whole story because it's got a little closer than it should have been. But Philip Rivers and the Chargers got the ass kicked. And obviously, once you're the quarterback.
Language.
Excuse me. Once you're the quarterback of the team, you know, you're going to take the brunt of the comments and hate and whatever coming your way. So, Philip Rivers, it's on you, my guy. Yeah, your numbers are not that bad. I mean, 25 and 51, 300 plus yards, 3 touchdown passes, but you lost. You still lost. And this might have been his last chance to really make a run.
See, I've heard that.
At a Super Bowl. I don't
know. I've heard that.
This team's not bad.
But I don't understand why I keep hearing that.
Can he duplicate what he did this season?
Are his weapons going anywhere?
It's not about the weapons. Did he duplicate it?
Did he look like he's falling off?
Hey.
Yes, he's getting
the year before Peyton Manning fell off, he was great.
But does Philip Rivers look like he's falling off? I don't understand why I keep hearing Philip Rivers looks like he's a good quarterback. He looks like he could get here again.
We'll see. Hey, he had a great chance this year. Let's the team stays intact, they can possibly make it happen again. But he had a great opportunity this year.
Hey, man.
That ended by the hands of a blowout from the New England Patriots. So, remains to be seen. But the fact that you can never beat the Patriots, Philip Rivers, I got to give you a big fat sorry.
My sorry, you know, after Philip Rivers, obviously, I'm going to coincide with my guy Clifton. He says his sorry, the game is Shannon Sharp, Rob Parker, Bart Scott, Max Kellerman. All they do is keep yapping about how this team has no talent. But AFC Championship, here again. They are. You know, the media's sick. You can't blame those guys. They're sick. Some of those guys were playing when Brady was playing. And now they're retired, you know, suit and ties, still talking about Brady. Not how great he was, but how great he is. So, for us over here, we just got to give you guys a big fat old sorry.
Yeah, man. You know, Chargers, like I said before, try again next year. Solid team.
Hey.
I really like the Chargers
team. No, they're great.
You know, come back again next year, and there's no reason why you're not one of the top teams in the AFC next year with this same team. Everybody healthy.
Kansas City still won't be there.
Kansas City going to be
Patriots
there.
Patriots
most likely will be there. And I feel like the Chargers are right up there as one of the elite teams in the AFC as well. So, you know, good luck next year. But, yeah, AFC Championship game next week, Patriots, Kansas City Chiefs. We shall be watching as usual. Marv, any final thoughts before we wrap this up?
Big game. I think this was a statement game. You know, you saw a couple of times where they were going for it in fourth down. You saw a couple of times where they were, you know, attacking to put up more points. I think that was in a message for the Chargers. They already beat the Chargers. That was a message for the Kansas City Chiefs. We coming for you, sucker.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for what the Patriots have in store. Whatever happens from here on out, let's just enjoy the ride.
That's it. Enjoy the ride. I know the Patriots have been successful for years and years and years, but let's not take it for granted. Some teams don't sniff football in January at all. So be grateful with what you're seeing from this Patriots team yet again. And, yeah, AFC Championship game.
We'll be here.
We'll be holding it down per usual.
We'll be here.
Check us out right after the game for Marvin is on. I am Mike Molyneux. This has been the Patriots post-game show powered by CLNS Media Network, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage for all New England professional sports. We will see you guys next week.
Be on the lookout for the Double M show coming soon.